Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning taking advantage of record milk prices. As the June milk price for Class 1 was announced, we hit a new record, almost $28 a hundredweight. That includes a $2 differential for the central order. In the face of higher feed prices, milk flow off your farm is going to be very, very important. So how do we sustain milk flow this summer? Here's my list of five things that you really need to consider on your dairy. The first is heat stress. We know that heat stress can reduce milk production in our herd by 10 to 15 pounds per cow per day. Second thing to consider is your feeding systems. Make sure that we do not have feed that's heating in the bunk, secondary fermentation, and reducing dry matter intakes. Third, make sure that you're consulting with your nutritionist to make adjustments as dry matter intake changes this summer. We know we'll have lower dry matter intake, so we need to make adjustments to our rations. Fourth, flies. Fly control is going to be very important in maintaining milk production. Flies can generally reduce milk production in our herd anywhere from 3 to 5 pounds. And then finally, lameness. Keeping on top of that will increase their milk production and increase the profitability of your dairy herd. Again, lame cows generally give 15 to 20 pounds less than their herd's mates. I think if you keep these five things in order and pay attention to them during the summer, you can maintain a higher level of milk production on your farm, and that should allow you to take advantage of some record milk prices. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.